Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. It is morning at another truck stop, and I'm getting ready to make coffee and get things going. And I'm going to tell you about my trip through Michigan's Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan. So breathtaking in its beauty, and this is the truth, you either forget or you don't know where you are, or maybe you didn't know to begin with. Kind of a crazy podcast from the Upper Peninsula and Northern Michigan in podcast 526. Let me get the coffee out here. This cabinet's crazy. You hear all the trucks running? We are on the road headed to Cleveland. So in podcast 526, we're going to talk about the trip to the upper reaches of Michigan and Wisconsin and coming on down the Huron side of northern Michigan. The Bob Davis Podcasts, the new talk. Good morning. So I have a two-step process for making coffee in the truck. First, I actually put the water in the drip coffee maker, you know, the little automatic thing you can buy them like $15, and then I cook the water, warm the water in that thing, and then I use that to pour into a Melitta. That's how freaky I am when it comes to coffee. So as you'll hear in this podcast, I ended up having to take a two or three hour detour coming through Wisconsin because the roads had been washed out by those heavy rains up in northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin just a few days ago. And even down in the Twin Cities, we're getting our share of big storms. It's summer, and summer means heat and humidity and storms. And the hot part is now coming, and that's going to bring some big storms and storms with high winds and water damage and hail damage and damage to the exterior of your home, which is why I want to tell you about Cairo Contracting. Whenever there's a big storm and lots of storm damage, people will come knocking at your door to tell you that they can give you a great deal on storm damage repair. But wait, you don't know these people, right? And often they will end up demanding partial or all the payment up front, and then they just disappear, and you don't know what to do. What do? Well, you call someone that you know. You call a name that you know, Cairo Contracting, and here's the number, 612-702-2357, 612-702-2357. Ed Cairo grew up in St. Paul and Bloomington. Cairo Contracting is a Better Business Bureau accredited business, and because Ed is a local guy, you know he's not going anywhere. They do residential and commercial roofing, siding, gutters, and window repair and installation. And yes, they are storm damage specialists. I've talked about hail. You know, I was out in Fridley the other day and I saw a lot of damage also just to siding and the sides of buildings, businesses, as well as homes. Residential and business exterior remodeling experts and storm damage specialists, Cairo Contracting. It's the name you know when it comes to storm damage repair and exterior remodeling, residential and commercial. Cairo Contracting. 612-702-2357. That's 612-702-2357. Cairo Contracting. There used to be a place in this country that was a center of industry where the workers and entrepreneurs lived and worked. And this place created a great age in American history. And I'm not talking about Silicon Valley. That's just a valley. I'm talking about the Great Lakes region of the North Central United States. And one time, people who lived here made just about everything. They came from all over the world to work in the northern parts of Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and also in places like Pennsylvania and eastern and western New York, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. In the northern parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, they mined the ore. And then they worked the big ore boats that hauled it across the lakes to the big industrial centers, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Akron, and then on to rivers to places like Pittsburgh. I've been interested in this region for a long time, and so the purpose of this trip is to tour it and drink it in. So here we go. Well, good morning. Waking up today in Waters Meet, Michigan, just in the middle of the Ottawa National Forest. I would have been up here by 10:30 last night, you know, sundown roughly, 9:30, 10 o'clock, but there was a huge washout, and I got detoured, a three-hour detour, which is quite unusual, you know, for me in the eastern part of the United States. Got into Michigan at Ironwood on Route 2 because I had to come all the way back around to the other side of Ashland and then head on east on 2, coming across through the Ottawa National Forest, which is beautiful. And I came finally to Waters Meet, where I almost ran out of gas, and I just had to sit here because the diesel pumps were off. So I just had to sit here last night and sleep here at this little fuel stop at Waters Meet. And then I'm heading on down to Iron River, staying on 2 all the way across this little peninsula that sticks out into between Lake Superior and Lake Huron, on to Escanaba and Gladstone, and then all the way across there to Mackinac. And then crossing the bridge, the big bridge up there, and coming down 23 past Sheboygan. I'll bet they love that. Huron Beach, Roger City, and so forth. And some of these names I don't know how to pronounce, but I'll be heading through this really beautiful coastline along Lake Huron in northern Michigan, and that's what I'm going to be doing today. And the whole trip, really, because we're going down through Michigan all the way down to Detroit and then across Ohio, this whole podcast is really about the industrial center of America. Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, this really, the Great Lakes region, has been, as I said in another podcast, it's really been kind of forgotten in terms of history. Now, I was raised up here, so I was raised in Chicago. All the Great Lakes is a huge part of my experience. And when we, you know, obviously we were taught, when we were taught history, we were taught a lot about our region. We were taught a lot about Lake Michigan and Huron and Michigan and Ohio and, you know, not so much Minnesota, but Wisconsin. And Minnesota, being much more of an agricultural state, it's forgotten that northern Minnesota provided the ore for most of the steel in America during the early 20th century. So this section of the country is really key and important, and it's often forgotten when you, because of the Great Western Myth, which of course you know, some of which really happened, which really took hold of the American imagination with the stories of cowboys and California and exploration from the Southwest all the way up to the Northwest. And of course, the East all has the Revolutionary period, and the South has the Civil War. But the Great Lakes region is really an amazing part of the United States.
Think of what it would be like if California's Silicon Valley extended across four states and everybody in those states was involved and working in some way, shape, or form, manufacturing, mining, transportation, rail, whatever, in association with this region called Silicon Valley. Well, there was a place like that, and it was, of course, this Great Lakes region. It's also a place that's becoming the centerpiece of the current political discussion. And when you step out into the cool morning air up here and you realize that this is a place where logging was big, you know, and mining, with candidates talking about bringing jobs back to the core of the manufacturing regions of the United States, that means Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, and especially the Great Lakes region. Well, that puts it front and center in our current political discussion. And it is an incredible place from top to bottom. It's a forgotten place. A lot of blue water, golden sand, green fields and trees, perfectly kept towns, both up in the woods and then when you get down on the beaches. Really, it's a storybook kind of place. And when you're here, you can't help but think of the time when it was at its peak back in the 1940s and 50s and 20s and 30s. And, of course, the real tragedy of what happened when it was hit so hard economically during the 70s and early 80s.
All right.
Looks good.
So what's a what is it? A pasty?
Pasty. It's a meat pie, beef, potato, carrot, onion, wrapped up in a pastry dough, like crust.
Where does it come from?
Well, we don't make ours here. Some places do.
Oh, okay. What's the history of them? Why are they only around here?
I can come back.
Okay.
I can come back to somebody that's waiting for it.
Okay. Sounds good.
One of the coolest places I visited was a place called Iron River. They were organizing a parade as I drove through town, and I went into this breakfast joint, and they served something called a pasty exclusively, or pasty, something like that.
I already know the history of the man, the pansy. I just want to know if she knows.
Well, the history is that miners from Cornwall, England, came here in the 1800s, and they brought this traditional hand meal with them. It's a meal in a crust, basically something you could hold in your hand and eat. The mines are closed now, but the recipe has been handed down generation by generation. And it's just about the best thing that you ever had, honestly, aside from this taco salad, at another place that also serves the pasties or pasties, but she didn't know the history of it, so I felt superior. And thanks to the pasty corner, or patsy corner, or pasty corner in Iron River for asking me to try it. So this area is actually bigger than I thought it was. It's really big. I drove from Minnesota through Wisconsin, through the entire Upper Peninsula of Michigan, down Route 23, south through northern Michigan, all the way to Detroit, Ann Arbor, and point south on my way to Cleveland to cover the big political convention. And honestly, I was very confused about where I was. I'm always struck about how gigantic the United States is and individual states. So it took me 2 days, basically, to go across the UP and then down to southern Michigan, on to Cleveland. And the lakes are amazing. Superior, Michigan, Huron. It's just, it's a storybook place. I really fell in love with it, I gotta say. And I don't want to gush too much because there are some amazing towns. Starting really with not a town at all, but the national forests as you come through Wisconsin are stunning. There's a place called Manistique, which I thought was really a cool town. And then the towns along Lake Michigan right before you get to Mackinac County. And in Mackinac County itself, there's some great towns. And then, of course, the bridge.
The Mackinac Bridge. Looks like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Now, the funny thing is, this is where the trip started for me. I thought, I drove all the way across the Upper Peninsula, and I thought where I am going now, across south on the bridge, was actually the Upper Peninsula. It took me a long time to figure out, when I would see t-shirts or things of that nature, that I had just driven through the Upper Peninsula. So here I am driving across the Mackinac Bridge, getting ready to pay my toll, thinking that my trip on the Upper Peninsula was just beginning. This is how crazy I am when I get out on the road.
Hi.
You know, mainly, I just drive.
Do you need a receipt?
How much?
10.
It's only 2 axles.
No. No. Then you're considered in the truck category.
Oh, okay.
You need a receipt?
Well, it is an ambulance, but not really. The siren still works. Yeah, a receipt would be great.
There you go.
Thanks a ton. Have a good one. See ya.
Well, as you know, Mobile Podcast Command came from xgovernmentcars.com, which is announcing the grand reopening of their Golden Valley location at 2420 Nevada Avenue North. And I want to mention that because it's such a great location.
This was a big deal when I was a kid. This is the main reason for taking this trip, because the last time I was on this bridge is when I was a kid. The suspension towers were solid green. They don't look as green as they did when I came across here many, many years ago. Not that many years ago. Just a few years ago. But as I recall, it was painted a darker shade of green. But we're definitely on the Mackinac Bridge. Speed limit 45.
XGovernmentCars.com is great with financing. Need a car? Need a loan? Have a job? You're going to get approved. Plus, they take trades. Push it, pull it, drag it. They will trade it. Highest values paid without all the bull. And don't forget the 3-day love it guarantee exclusively at the new X Government Cars location at 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. Get your butt down to XGovernmentCars.com. Open once again at 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley, 763-777-8782. I love X Government Cars because, of course, this fabulous ambulance, which is Mobile Podcast Command, came from X Government Cars. And I've been all over the country in this thing. There's one other place to go after Northern Michigan, and that is New England. So I've been literally in every quadrant, two other places, New England and out west in Oregon and Washington. So I've been literally all over the country in this thing, and it is great. Came from X Government Cars. Don't forget, xgovernmentcars.com. The new location is open at 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley.
Now it's painted yellow, and the suspension cables are painted green, whereas when I came across it when I was a kid, the towers were painted a dark shade of green. The whole thing was a dark shade of green. So we're leaving the Upper Peninsula, which is where I've been, unbeknownst to me. And then, of course, there's a metal part of the bridge, which you can sort of hear, too, if you drive on that. I just wanted to let you hear that. And when we came, I went the other way. I don't know how we got back home, but because we would have had to go back to Chicago, so I assume we went into Canada and came back some other way. The Mackinac Bridge, kids! What? The Mackinac Bridge! What? We were asleep or something. Oh my God, we're at the Mackinac Bridge! Wake up! But that was one of the cool things about the road trips, is they would take us on road trips and we would tour and see things. I remember we went up through here someplace in it. We went up to Canada someplace, and there's a fort up there. Maybe that's on Mackinac Island. I don't know. But we came up here. I just don't remember going back the other way on the bridge. But we would go. We went on a tour of the Lock and Dam thing down through southern Illinois all the way to Cairo. Cairo Syrup in Cairo, Illinois. That's the fort right there. That's that fort on Mackinac Island or something. Maybe that's where we went. No, that wasn't it.
I remember on one of those trips, my mom bought me one of those. They're called Mackinacs, and it's the sort of checkered wool shirt, which is like a jacket. And I wore that thing all the way through high school.
So we're going to get off and go down 23, because 23 runs right along the coast, the Lake Huron coast. And the reason that I've been a little confused is because I've been very focused this whole time on getting here, because this is what I thought the Upper Peninsula was. Well, at least I know now. So we're on our way to Sheboygan.
You know, I'm just leaving a lot of
open space driving in this podcast, because that's kind of what I did the last couple of days. Just saw a lot of open space and just did a lot of driving because I was going instead of just being there. And I hate that when I do that, but that's what I did. Now, you come down this bridge, and you're coming into some really, really great towns along the Huron coast of Michigan, the east coast of Michigan. And I'm going to tell you some of the places that I visited that I just loved just as we come off the bridge.
Tell you what, they need to spend some of the money they got on that bridge on this little exit onto 23, let me tell you. But here we are. So this is Sheboygan County, and we're going to go right along the coastline here, and I'm really looking forward to this. So here we go. We've got camping, lodging, all kinds of these little beach towns along 23 all the way down until I have to get back on 75 and head for Detroit. And I already ate, well, I kind of ate dinner. It's 7:30. I guess I already ate dinner, but maybe I can have a late dinner since I'll be up late anyway. Hopefully I get my computer to charge. This has been an interesting day for a lot of reasons. The plan was to spend some time on the Upper Peninsula, and I drove through there without realizing that I was in the Upper Peninsula. I don't know what happened. I thought the Upper Peninsula was where I am now. I have been driving for, I don't know, probably 14 hours since this morning, about 8 or 9. It's almost midnight, and I am on the shores of Lake Huron at a roadside stop, all down Route 23, which is a perfect piece of road. There are these fabulous beaches. And one of the things that's cool about the freshwater lakes is you've got the effect of the shore, but you don't smell the salt water. So these towns along these areas, oh, this is a marsh. I can't walk in here, but I'm close to the water, very close to the water. They're very well ordered, and they've got little resorts, and you can stop on the roadside things, and just there's no signs that say you can't park here all night and stuff like that. All along Route 23, all the way down from where I picked it up, right across the Mackinac Bridge, right there by Mackinac Island. I think that's how it goes. And I feel bad because the intention was to actually talk to some people who live, you know, on the Upper Peninsula. So I have a lot of quick, I have lots of stories, but that's, you know, I don't like doing the travel podcast that way anymore. I don't like doing the travel podcast where I just drive and talk. I want to try to do more than that. So I'm a little dissatisfied with this because now, I'm going to check it in a second here, but now the plan is I've got to go to an Apple store and get a power cord, although my computer is charging, and that's good because that means I can do podcasts from the truck, which is good. But I was a little concerned there for a little while. So this is where we're at.
Yeah, very quickly, Sheboygan's a great town. They have a nice downtown, lots of places to go, a little bay for boats. Huron Beach is a great little town. I liked Alpena or Alpena further down the coast. Tawa City was great. I mentioned Iron City. I think it's called St. Ignace. These are just great places that you want to just stay, and they're all up and down the coast, and it's a very low-key, feeling. It's not like the Jersey Shore. It's very, hey, come on in and whatever. It's not overcrowded, which I really liked.
Almost a full moon, no wind. It's about 60, 62, 63 degrees down here. The sky is perfectly clear, beautiful moon. There's no light anymore in the west.
And of course, Lake Huron is just bright blue and gorgeous. It's a great, beaches are great.
So this coastline from all the way up to where those lakes come together, they don't really come together, but they're close together up there by the bridge. So Lake Michigan, Huron. This is kind of a real secret, because the season here is so short that you've got these places that just kind of come to life for a very, very short period of time. But this isn't like the Jersey Shore. This doesn't have that kind of a feel to it. It doesn't have a Florida feel to it. It is a unique upper Midwestern central U.S. kind of feel. And I think that's really interesting. It has this... I can't describe what the towns look like other than to say they look different from the towns in Minnesota. It's got this weird kind of Chicago, Akron, Cleveland, Detroit, you know, Charlevoix, you know, Sheboygan, this whole sort of industrial heartland, Great Lakes thing going, where when you get close to the lakes, obviously, especially to the north, you get into this whole lake traffic, you know, that these towns were built on lake traffic and logging and mining. And, you know, obviously, the further south you go, you get into industry around Detroit, let's say. But it's so interesting that there's this really phenomenal place with beaches. I saw people when I was coming around to head up to the bridge, there were people swimming in Lake Michigan. I was like, my windows were up and my heat was on. I'm like, you people are insane. They were swimming in Lake Michigan. The beaches coming around there, right before you get to the bridge. But, as you come around there, those beaches are gorgeous. They're dunes with perfect blue water. I wouldn't advise coming in the winter, although I'm kind of interested in coming up here in the winter because I would like to see what this is like in, January. But it's going to have to be January because I got to make sure it's dry because I can't come up here in February when there's a winter storm or something. It's going to have to be a week when there's, so if I have occasion to go east, then I'll come this way. But yeah, this is pretty amazing. Got a little roadside park here. I'm debating on whether I should just stay here because I'm about 50 miles from 75. And the plan is, let me check this computer, see if it's charging. I've got it in the cabinet that's accessible from the outside, so I can see if it's working. Oops. Yeah, it's not really. So it looks like it's fully charged. So it is working. That's good. That means I don't have to get another one. All right. So if somebody else is pulling up, I'm going to be out of here. So... they're like, see you later. So I turned off the engine just because I wanted to be able to hear that wonderful sound. You know, you don't know when you're driving through, you don't hear what it sounds like. But that's, you know, that's the thing. Listen. So the minute you get out of the truck, you know, you can hear that fabulous sound of the beach. A little bit of traffic on the highway, but it's beautiful. I'm hungry again. I need to find it. The one thing that I'm not finding is all night restaurants. I need to find a Perkins or a Denny's or something, man. I hate to say Denny's, but... Or an Indian casino. Usually they have buffets that are open all night, so... So there you go. That's the update at the present time. I washed my truck earlier.
That was pretty cool.
Well, one of the things I learned is you can't take the Upper Peninsula and the northern part of Michigan in one day. It's an experience. And I want to come back and stay, but got to get down the road because we got to go to Cleveland to cover the Republican National Convention in the street. Don't forget the Storm Damage Specialist, Cairo Contracting, 612-702-2357. That's 612-702-2357. And remember, xgovernmentcars.com is celebrating the grand reopening of their Golden Valley location at 2420 Nevada Avenue North, xgovernmentcars.com.
xgovernmentcars.com.
And then, of course, I'm heading out to the EAA after Cleveland for Alpha Systems. I'll tell you more about that when I get to Oshkosh. Thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast on Stitcher.com, iTunes, TuneIn, liking and sharing on social media, and, of course, listening to the podcast right off the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Thanks for listening to Podcast 526.